Noach, Chok Yisrael, Pashas Noach, day one. Next excerpt from 59b. Eila toldos Noach. These are the generations of Noach, old man Noach. The world was recreated from him after the flood. Chia Pasach, Chia opened the discourse, brings this verse. Vameich kulam tzadikim, your people are all righteous. Li'olam yishorts, they should forever inherit the land. Neitzer mata, I, work of my plantings, Maaseh Yadai Yisrael, work of my hands, to be glorified. So he explains. Zakoin inun Yisrael, the mishtadli b'raisa, meritworthy are they Israel, that strive in the Torah. V'yadi orchin b'raisa, they know the path of the Torah. The beginning, the because of it, Yizkun la'almadasi, the merit of the world to come. Tachazi, come and see, call Yisrael, Yislon chulko la'almadasi, all of Israel have to them a portion in the world to come. My time was the reason, begin nutrin bris, because they guard the covenant, the almas kaimale, that the world stands upon it. Kamala Tomar, as you find it, it says, Imlo Brisi, were it not for my covenant, Yomam Valaila, day and night, Chukos Shemaim Oretz, the laws of heavens and earth, well, sometimes I wouldn't put them. So Hashem says, basically, I will not keep, make the world go that round. Won't make the whole shebang continue, unless people guard the bris. And for the sake of the bris, then he does. Although, because of this, Israel, the not true bris, Israel that guard the covenant, Kabilalei accepted it, Islon Chukos but Amas, they have a portion of the world to come. This world is created in order to come to the world to come. So it's guarding the bris, which is the foundation of the world, they connect with the inner energy, and the end of what it's all about, the inner light of immortality. Lord, not only that, I'll begin kach, that because of this, Ikun Sadikim, they called righteous. Because bris is from Yesod, and that's the special sphere of righteousness. Mikana Lifnum, here we learn, Kolman, do not to high bris. Anyone who guards his covenant, the Alma is Kaimalay, the world stands on it, Ikri Tzadik is called righteous. Minolan, from where we know me, Yosef. We know this from Yosef Tzadik, begin not to lay the bris, because he guarded the covenant, Alma of the world, Zachar Likri Tzadik, he's meant to be called righteous, that's why he's always called Yosef Tzadik. Hakach, because of this, the verse says, in his merit he implanted this root in Am Yisrael, so we all can draw from this, it's inside of our souls, just have to actualize it, to actually guard in the covenant, but if something's there, it's not something new we have to acquire. So because that it says, Vameich kulam tzadikim, and your people are all tzadikim. Li'olam yishorets, they shall never inherit the land, because tzadikim is drawing from Yesod, and the land is Malchus, to guarding the bris to make this connection. Rebbe Lazar opened the discourse and said, L'chu chazu mifalos Hashem, go and see the deeds of Hashem, Hashem shamos kvaros, that he put the names in the world, as we'll see. I kra itmar, this verse was said, with more and explained, now he's going to say something new. V'olchu chazu, but go and see. My chazu, what does it mean to see? Come on, at Omar, as you find that it says, chazos kasha hugadli. Hard things has helped me. V'udori kutchabichu, in the work of Hashem, the Holy Blessed be He, Ovid, he did, iskali nevuah ilal, l'mnei Hashem, was revealed, great prophecy, a high prophecy to people. So if a person just looks at the work of Hashem, he can see wondrous and awesome revelations. Just looking at everything things around him Hashem made, because Hashem's light is inside of it. Hashem shamos sports, he put names in the world. Vadai, certainly, doha shmo gorm, because name calls everything. The name is the vessel to draw the spiritual essence of something into something like a handle that you can connect with. So it's a way for us to connect to Hashem's light upon us through his divine names and through the names of everything in the world. We can draw upon ourselves connection with the inner light inside of it. See, it's written by Korah Shmo Noach, he called his name Noach. Lemor saying, when Noach was born, Zeinach Menu, he shall comfort us. Amai Hocha Lemor, why does it say Lemor to say? It should say, and he called the name of Noach saying, why does it say to say? Ramai Ze, why is this? A Lemor, but to say, Do Itza. This refers to the woman, means to the Malchus, feminine aspect. Ze, then he says, Ze, this one, Dor Tzadik, is referring to the Tzadik Yisod, means that through Noach there will be unification between Yisod and Malchus. That's what's special about him, that's why the world can be rebuilt through him. Because after the people had not guarded the covenant, and through that they caused the world to be destroyed, because they caused the separation between Yisod and Malchus, Noach, who has this special power in his soul to reinstate this, therefore this was what he was called, because through his name was transmitted his divine mission in the world. So we see it in the verse that speaks about how his parents named him. See if it's written Hacha over here, Zeh Yenachemenu, this one shall comfort us. See if Hashem is written over there, Zeh Hashem Kivinu, oh, this is Hashem, we hoped him. So Zeh means a revelation, direct revelation of Hashem, which is Yisod being all lights and spheres from above, then down to Malchus, where it's revealed to us. Zakoin Inun Tzadikaya, where are they the righteous? Dushimun Bishimu Dugushpanka de Malka, that they're inscribed with the mark of the cylinder of the king. That they should be inscribed in his name. Because the bris is like a mark on the body of a person that he belongs to the king. A stamp. The royal stamp. V'yushavi Shman Ve'ara, and he puts name, it means Hashem, he puts names in the earth. V'kayos says it's fitting, which means revelation of the levels, spiritual levels above, are in the world, and a person God's abyss can see this, and through the names of things he can understand the spiritual vitality and everything, and understand the divine names inside of everything, and use it to serve Hashem and connect to his divinity when doing things in the world. And also, tzaddikim at a higher level can even know how to alter things through connecting spiritual energy inside of everything. See, it's written by Kwashmo Noach, and he called his name Noach. See, it's written by Kwashmo Yaakov, and he called his name Yaakov. Amai lo ksiv es. Why doesn't it say es? It says, by Noach, it is this word es, which is like a grammatical word which doesn't have a translation, but it says, by Kwashmo Noach, he called es his name Noach, but Yaakov just says, by Kwashmo Noach, by his birth, he called his name Yaakov without es. So Amai lo ksiv es. Why doesn't it say es by Yaakov? Elohasam over there, Daga Achra, it was a different level. Vacha Daga Achra, and here, a different level. Each one had his own special thing. Yaakov is Tiferes, and Noach is Yisod. You see, it's written, Va'era es Hashem, and I saw es Hashem. Va'era Hashem, look, see, it doesn't say, just I saw Hashem, but es Hashem. Es Hashem means a step removed. So Noach was more, Yisod is a step removed from the lights above in the spiritual worlds, was Tiferes, which is the penis of Yisod, has a higher connection, so it doesn't say the word es means more direct connection. Ofach also over here, but Noach, it says by Noach, Va'ikro es Shmo Noach, and he called his name es Noach, Va'ikro Shmo Yaakov, but Yaakov, he called his name Yaakov, Darga, his level that the Holy Must Be Himself in actuality called him Yaakov. It was directly from Hashem. Direct resting of light to Ferris upon Yaakov when he was born. By Noach's lower level, he saw S, says S, Lachlola Shchinta, including the Shchinta and Malchus, Darga Achrolis, at another level below, because he saw it as close to Malchus. Because of that, it says by Noach S.